And COVID-19 has grounded most air travel worldwide, but it certainly hasn't put a damper on the desire to learn to fly. Despite restrictions imposed by COVID-19, Gander Flight Training is enjoying an outstanding year. Patrick White, President and CEO for Gander Flight Training, joins me live this morning. Mr. White, good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
How many students have enrolled, and where are they coming from?
Well, the enrollment this year, Ben, has been primarily domestic. We've had a significant international component up until COVID, and many were recalled during COVID and gone back home until this thing is worked out. And then the domestic enrollment really picked up, and the reason for that is now, like, it's been a significant amount of capacity taken up across the country in flight training operations with international training, and it was actually a challenge for domestic students to find slots. So there's been a bit of a pent-up demand there, and so it is actually great. Yeah, we're quite busy, and it's working out good.
Now, when we say domestic, are we talking mostly from the province, Atlantic bubble, or kind of all across the country?
No, nationally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how has COVID affected your operations at the flight school?
Well, it's a completely new world. All the protocols and movements, ergonomics around the building, and face masks and cleaning protocols, and it's quite an operation. And in the building now, for the most part, the flight training building, is primarily the Gander Flight Training activity. And so it's quite a bit different in the aircraft. For example, aircraft are relatively small aircraft, and so you have two people in there, and so the flight training piece of that is different with masks. So it is pretty fascinating how it all works, and but we've been able to do it and do it safely, and so far so good, Ben.
Pat, you mentioned there was that bit of pent-up demand, but are you surprised by the level of interest from domestic students?
Yeah, you know what? After the fact now, I can analyze it and see why. But prior to that, I was just anticipating it would be like the airline side, and she'd all come to a halt, eh, boy?
And, Pat, when do you think you will be able to have international students again?
Well, you know, we're hoping, we're watching around the world, man, what's going on with the COVID. And, of course, right now things are a little crazy, especially in the U.S. You see we're having an uptick in Canada. So we'll see now how the vaccine works and the distribution of the vaccine. So I think by March or April, we'll kind of be able to maybe better answer that question. But between now and then, I think, you know, we're just seeing how this thing rolls out and how the vaccine rolls out and how it impacts. So we'll be a good part of 2021 before we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, Ben.
We're speaking with Pat White, President and CEO for Gander Flight Training. And Pat, of course, obviously travel has slowed, and it almost came to a halt there for a few months. Is there still a demand for new pilots?
Yeah, well, while for now the passenger travel, the air has gone completely out of that, Ben, as everyone can see. But absolutely, when you look at the lead time to produce a pilot, the domestic students, the national students that are in the program now are actually pretty smart, because by the time they go through their training and get finished up and qualified and ready, it'll be the ones that enroll in September, and then, of course, the ones in January. It'll be the early part of 2022. And if you look at the pent-up demand now for travel, I mean, God, people are wanderers anyway, men by nature. And there'll be so much pent-up demand. There'll be so much deals and advertising and travel and flights and hotels and resorts and cruises that, as I say, everything is pent up like a bag of pink insulation ready to bust at the seams. And by late 2021 and early 2022, everyone's going to want to fly somewhere.
Pat, you did mention as well that a lot of, these students are from all over the country. But do you have a number on how many locals we do have from Newfoundland and Labrador in this program?
No, and you know what? I should have the manager, Darlene Colburn, who's a great lady that manages that operation, to be able to answer that question. But I don't actually have the breakdown there.
Okay.
I should have it for you. I'm sorry about that.
No sweat. But obviously, as you just mentioned, a vaccine is very important, and you just mentioned that pent-up demand for travel. But when do you think it will turn around and people will wanting to fly again?
Well, gee, a lot smarter people than me are trying to work on that question. But if you look at it logically and what we're going through, or get through this fall and winter now, see how the effectiveness, of course, of that vaccine seems to be good. So by the time that travels around the world, we're gonna get all the gas out of 2021. 2021, I'm hoping, is going to be the recovery year, and it'll begin to move a little bit. But, you know, I think this thing is with us for a while. As I say, by March, I think you will have a clearer view of what will happen from March to, you know, 6-8 months going forward from that, Ben.
President and CEO of Gander Flight Training, Patrick White, thank you very much for joining us this morning on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you for your interest, Ben.